Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan, coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio. We were also on the free Odyssey app. CBS Sports Network joins us in less than an hour at 8 a.m. Want to join the show? 888-808-1019. So you take two out of three from Detroit, but you leave with a bad taste in your mouth with another Helsey bullpen disaster. And you see
and another starting pitcher that doesn't go past five innings.
Right. So it gives you just one more reminder as you have a couple of really good outings and good games. And you're like, oh, man, all right, you got Nolan McClain pitching great. You got the offense pitching great. But it just doesn't take so long until the issues with this team crop up and you see them both in the same game. With the starting pitching not going deep into a game and then a bullpen blowing it. You know, when you have a guy as talented as Helsley is and you traded for him and he's part of the plan that's going to get you back to the NLCS in the World Series and he's been this bad and you don't have a full season to try to figure it out, I'm not sure exactly what you do.
What do you do with Soto? And I'm not talking about Juan Soto. I'm talking about Gregory Soto.
Yeah, I was going to say. Another one. Yeah, he stinks. But Helsley, though, he was supposed to mean so much more to this team than Gregory Soto was. So it's like you can't just completely give up on the guy.
No, you
can't.
Because
the ceiling is so high, and if he does figure it out, it's such a weapon. But, I mean, essentially every Met fan that I heard talking about this yesterday and I talked to is ready to just release him, to flat out DFA the guy because he has been that bad. And it's true. I mean, he's got an over 11 ERA. You could make the argument that he has been worse than Edwin Diaz in his first season as a Met over any stretch that Edwin Diaz had.
Well, after his first couple of performances, yes. The last bunch of performances have been horrific. I guarantee you, if you DFA'd him, one of these other teams would pick him up in a heartbeat.
You can't do that. And then he probably pitched great for him.
So you got to kind of fight through it with these guys. And again, I just keep saying it comes down to September, you know, and everybody's different. Everybody's more focused. Everybody's working on different things. And you hope that somehow, some way, he can get his confidence back. I just, watching this thing unfold yesterday, this is the Met nightmare. This is the Met, you know, the starting pitcher doesn't go five innings. In comes the bullpen. It's a wild pitch. It's a hit. It's a home run. I mean, you know, it's a walk. I mean, it's everything that is, as a Met fan, that I don't want to see. And it's unfortunately that is now a part of this team. And this is why guys like McLean and Tong are so important, because at least it looks like, well, Tong only once, but I mean, McLean, you know, is going to give you those extra innings, and you're going to get to your other high leverage relievers who obviously are pitching better.
And Kodai Senga, apparently the Mets are thinking about asking him to take a minor league assignment. He would have to agree to that. They can't just send him down. He would have to give permission to do that. But if I'm him and I'm the Mets, I mean, I'm asking him, and I don't care if he's offended or not. And if I'm Kodai Senga, I'm like, hell, I mean, I stink right now. And if this is what the team wants me to do to figure this out, and the money that they paid me to come here and be an ace, then I got to do it.
You know what? I mean, that would be a really unselfish thing of him, and that would be something that I think all of us would appreciate. If he says no and he stays here and he continues to pitch the way he is, he's going to get booed off the mound. If you go down, you do a couple starts, you start getting some of your confidence back, you feel better about yourself, much like, you know, when they sent down Francisco Alvarez.
Yeah.
They sent him down. Remember we were talking about it. Send the guy down, and I know this is what the Yankee fan wanted with Volpe. They wanted to send him down, too.
Yeah.
And they decided not to. But I, you know, the whole thing about Alvarez, we were all in lockstep with that, and now this is a different story now. This would be a really unselfish move on his part, and I think if he's real with himself, it may be the right thing.
And the goal is for him to go down there and come back and be a big part of the postseason rotation. It's not to go down there and then go into oblivion. I mean, the whole point of the Mets sending him down would be to get him right so he can be the ace that he's expected to be. So if I'm him, I'm saying, okay, fine. All right, just a different route to get me better, and I'm not killing the team in this race to a wild card.
It's hard for a guy like that to do that, but again, that's why I said it would be really unselfish if he was accepting of it. And if he was accepting of it, I would like to believe that all of us would appreciate that, and would, when he came back, we would hope that he would be the guy that, you know, he's supposed to be.
And Mike Puma said that the Mets will know by Friday if Senga is willing to accept a minor's assignment. So
if he doesn't and he pitches the way he is, man, it's going to be rough on him.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's just going to get even more annoyed.
I would just say if he doesn't go down and it comes out and he pitches well, that's okay. Then everybody would be okay with that. But if he doesn't go down and comes out and pitches like he's been pitching over the last month and a half or 2 months, he's going to get booed off the mound.
I mean, isn't it amazing with these relievers, back to Helsley and Williams for a second, how just volatile they can be from year to year or even in season? I mean, Devin Williams' season last year was off the charts. Great. Helsley was mowing people down as a member of the Cardinals. He comes here and he doesn't know how to pitch. Devin Williams has had probably 85 to 90% of his season be crap. I mean, it's just relievers in baseball could be the most up and down volatile position in pro sports these days. You can go from great to awful.
Yeah.
Like that.
And I think that's what the Mets and the Yankees both were hoping, that they were bringing in quality arms, and that those arms would be a hell of a lot more consistent than they have been. And we're going through it with basically both staffs.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I get a couple calls in here, 888-0-8-1-0-1-9. Let's go to Alan calling from Hewlett. What's going on, Alan?
Well, you neglected to say a couple of things about the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
One is the daily tickets are $749.51. The park at Jones Beach costs $50. A practice round is $225. And you're not going to get the blue-collar guys there. My brother-in-law is going as a guest of some hedge fund, and I had to tell him what the Ryder Cup was.
Yeah, so, I mean, there will be a faction of that, but I think I disagree with the fact that it's going to be all people who don't know what the Ryder Cup is, or all bougie people that are there, because this is a, like, once-in-a-lifetime thing. And guys find ways to spend money on once-in-a-lifetime things. Like, they scrounge together their money to go on the golf trips. They scrounge together the things that they want to do. And there will be plenty of people there who are not just walking around saying, I don't know why I'm here. I'm just here with a hedge fund guy. And by the way, you know, people with money can also be a-holes, as we saw that Polish billionaire ripped that hat away from that kid.
The U.S. Open. The U.S. Open this year.
You know what the danger is? All these suits are going to look like golfers. You won't be able to tell them. They're going to mix right in with the crowd.
And by the way, I bet you there will be a lot of guys. I'm just giving you an example. I believe, I don't know if the Winners brothers are involved or not. I know they are golfers. They love golf and everything, and they're a big part of Long Island. They may have a sponsorship there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may not only entertain some of their clients, they may want to entertain some of their employees. You know, and it's a nice thing to be able to say to your top employees, hey, we're going to take you there. So there are a lot of these companies that probably will be doing some of that as well. So that may, you know, take a little bit of the bouginess away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe you're going to get that much bouginess. You will for people that are just guests and like, oh, yeah, I mean, it's an event and I'll go and one of those things. But you're going to get plenty of people that are really, really into this and are going to, and even like people that get invited could also be, you know, super crazy golf fans and not just people that want to be seen at a scene. You know, I mean, I really believe you're going to get plenty of blue collar tri-state area golf fans that are going to be going crazy.
Yeah, but Alan is right. I mean, it is a very expensive ticket. It really is.
Yeah.
And trying to get there is not the easiest thing in the world, you know?
I understand. That's going to make everybody even more pissed off.
You think there are going to be guys coming out of the woods?
100%. I've already thought about
so
it.
That, some of that stuff?
Yeah. I already thought about that. I was looking around yesterday and going, huh.
Yeah.
I could probably hop out of a car here.
Yeah.
I could pop in right here, walk over to the black that way. Yeah. I was thinking about it. You know, just to quickly avoid all the nonsense. Not to not pay. It's just more so like to avoid the nonsense.
Yeah.
You know? Just hop over there, hop that fence. I could probably get over this thing.
The fence.
I did talk to a guy who...
Gio was hopping the fence.
I talked to a guy who played Bethpage many, many times yesterday and said that he's got a plan on how to...
Oh, he does.
Yeah, burrow in. And I said, good luck. I'm sure that they're talking about that. I'm sure they're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, well, think about how big Bethpage is.
Well, I know.
And how many spots there probably are. Unless you got drones over top.
They're not going to care. You know, there'll be a couple people in areas where they think there could be, you know, some stragglers. But, I mean, if you thought it out properly, you could probably get on there. You know, but then you're walking around, you got to have something around your neck, that whole thing, and then people will be looking for that. But you could probably figure it out. Though I'd say there's probably be like 250 people that figure out a way to get on there.
I just hope that this storm, Gabrielle, doesn't come blasting through at that time.
You are just the worst. You're the absolute worst.
Why?
Because you just try to ruin everything.
I don't want to ruin anything.
Have you even looked at the track?
I have. The European model now shows that there's a very good potential that it will hit the East Coast.
The East Coast is big.
Yeah, well, South Carolina, North Carolina, and then coming up the East Coast, like where we live. But that's the European model.
What's the GFS say?
It's very close to the European model. But it hasn't formed, you know, total yet. It's still in its infant stages.
Why do you want to see hurricanes decimate our country?
I don't want to see hurricanes.
Nothing makes you happier.
You know, stop
it's
saying
crazy.
That.
Crazy. You're sitting here smiling right now about it.
I'm smiling because the way you're talking to me about this is that I'm just trying to alert you just to be ready. How many times do I tell you, be ready and don't do last minute shopping. Don't do last minute. Go get gas. Get Gina on this right now and make sure that you got everything you need. And you still haven't gotten your generator.
Oh, my God.
I'm very disappointed in you.
When is it?
Matter of fact, I had a meeting the other day. And I brought up a generator for you specifically.
Yeah.
And I think I can get that done for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very kind. And I did fine folks, excuse me, Cooper Electric also said they'd
help
me.
That's who I was meeting with.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
Who I spoke with.
That's great.
And I said, I got to get my man Gio. I mean, like, you just keep playing with fire.
I'm not playing with fire.
Oh, you're playing with fire.
See, now I figured it out. Because you're prepared and you spend a lot of money on generators, you want to have the hurricane hit so you're in a better position. You could say, I told you so. That's what it is. It's what did I tell you? That's
what did I tell you? I figured it out. I figured it out.
Finally.
You make more crap up in your head.
Oh, no, I know. I got you. I got you pegged perfectly.
No, you don't.
Just same thing you're doing with the U.S. Open. Anytime the U.S. Open comes up, you're like, see, you're talking about the U.S. Open. It's the biggest sporting event. Whatever. You want to be right about that. You want to be right about someone, a neighbor or me or someone that you know, doesn't have a generator, who then ends up having to go crazy with the kids in the house, and you're sitting there in the air conditioning, you know, with your tequila and Fresca going, told you so. What did I tell you? What it is.
I am just going to be beating into your head, be prepared. That's all. I want you and your family to be prepared. That's all I want.
Yeah, we're prepared.
Oh,
we're good.
Better get that boat out of the water.
Well, that's an easy one. That's no problem.
Yeah, but again, you and 5,000 other people are going to want to do it 2 days before the thing is about to hit.
Yeah. Hurricane can take the boat at this point. Got a lot of golf to play.
Mike and Seaford, what's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
All right.
I just want to say, I'm going to be up at Bethpage as a volunteer, and I have a company. It's Mike's Golf Balls Incorporated. So what I do is I go up there at night, and I'll get balls. I'll go to the different courses. I'll get balls, and whatever's, you know, sellable, I clean. I have my own ball washer.
That's unbelievable. Do you have franchises? Because there's a guy down at Teeth of the Dog at the DR that does the same thing.
No. My shop is my garage.
Oh, okay.
What is it, Mike's Balls, Inc.? What'd you say, Mike?
You got a website?
Oh, Mike.
Mike, what happened?
What happened here? We're trying to give you a pop for your balls. Wanted to give you a little shout-out for your ball company.
Mike's.
He told me he does his stuff on Instagram where he shows you sneaking on there the course go. In the dark.
Mike's Balls Inc. Use golf balls. There he is.
Mike's Balls Inc. Let me try to look at his Instagram. Should have find this guy's balls.
Did a good job with this. If this is him.
Oh yeah, look at that. He puts him in a Pro V1X. But I mean, he's reselling them for like $10 less than what the new ones are for.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do a little bit better than that. Mike's.
Registered in New York. There it is.
Balls.
Inc.
Yeah, here we go. Instagram. Mike,
there's his name. Look, he's even got a CEO.
Mike, what happened there? You back?
I'm back.
Yeah, all right. So we're talking. So it's Mike Balls Inc.
Mike's Golf Balls Inc.
Mike yeah, there Golf you go. Balls yeah, Inc. I got you. I see it. And who's your CEO there?
Me?
Well, I see you as the agent, and I see some woman's name as the CEO.
That can't be the same thing. It's got to be a different person.
This is New York. Mike's
Golf Balls.
Mike's Golf Balls Incorporated.
That's what I'm looking at.
Who's Christy DeLong?
I have no clue.
She's the CEO.
My Instagram is MAG Golf Balls.
Is Christy the one who washes your balls?
No.
Okay. What's your Instagram?
MAG Golf Balls.
MAG.
Does your last name start with a G?
Yes, it does.
There he is.
MAG Golf Balls. Got it. Yeah, look at that. There you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look
best
at
prices on the island.
Best prices.
Nobody comes close. Seriously.
Wait, do you have a... Is your vanity plate Golf Hunter?
That's it.
Oh my goodness, you are the best. Are you going to the Ryder Cup?
I am. I'm volunteering. I'll be on the 12th hole.
You'll be on the 12th. Are you going to grab some balls?
I have plenty in my trunk. Take a look at one of the videos that goes in my trunk.
Oh my god!
Soap my balls.
You definitely have some of my balls. There's no doubt about it.
You should have some boom pop balls, that's for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. You definitely grab my balls.
So I also work at the Rockaway Hunt Club.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a great place.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. You guys, I thought
the general manager said that you guys might be coming there this October. He thought you had signed up for it, but maybe not.
No, and maybe he could be. You never know. We get invited to a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not aware of that, but...
Joe has not played there. I have played there.
That is correct.
It is a beautiful place.
I've been there since seventh grade.
What do you do there?
Grab balls.
Now I caddy. I'm the third starter, and I do security at night because we have rooms there at night every year.
Right.
Security at night where you're out there sneaking on the course and grabbing balls.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, okay.
How many golf balls have you found?
So each night I'll pick a hole and say, for instance, black number 8, all right, elevated tee, right side. You could go there once every 2 weeks, and I'll get about 100 balls off of that hole right there.
Wow.
Right side in the woods, go over on the left side, and then because then on the left side you're also getting the people that hit off the ninth tee. There's a triangle of woods right there. So I usually average about 150 to 200 balls a night. I come home, I clean them now in my own ball washer, and I sort them, and I sell them.
They do towel off their balls.
Yes, he does. Wow, it's like clamming.
I'm on the radio.
It's
like clamming.
Yeah, it's like clamming, yeah.
All right, well, I'm following you now, Mike, and maybe I'll grab some of your balls since you've been grabbing ours. For many years.
When you come down to Rockaway, my phone number is there, so you can text me if you guys get a tee time.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you know where we're going when we don't, but but if we are down there,
quite a bit, by the way.
Right. If we are around there, we'll reach out, Mike. All right.
Got it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Talk to you guys.
All right, great talking to you, Mike.
That was great.
That's Mike.
Now that's an entrepreneur right there.
Yep. Nobody's touched more balls on Long Island than Mike, it sounds like. He's getting 100 a day.
I mean, that guy down insane. At the DR, man, he's got thousands of balls.
Yeah.
And he'll sell you, I want to say, we're going to call Joe G and ask him how many balls are in that bag.
Would you call it a bushel?
It's got to be at least 50 balls in a bag.
Wow.
Like for $10.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's easy down there, but Mike's like 20 for a dozen with the Pro Vs, which are, you know, Long Island prices, inflation.
Yeah, but he's working.
He is.
He's out there. He's like I said, he's clamming for golf balls.
All right.
Take a rake.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments?
They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
This is a great one. Crosstown traffic, Jimi Hendrix. Haven't heard this in a long time here.
They're on the no play TV list.
Oh, that's right. That's a good one. All right, Jerry Recco is here. He's got another update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I have a financial question. Like, honestly, so CBS Sports Network will join us at, what, 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. They got volleyball on.
Yeah, international volleyball, yes. Big deal.
How do these girls get to Bangkok? Seriously, how do you put the money together?
Sponsorships. And it's international.
You know how much that...
And it's international,
is that funny?
By the way.
Why is that so funny?
Because it's Bangkok.
What?
That's
what... Oh. The way you said it, you said, how do these girls get to Bangkok?
Yeah.
Just sounded weird.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't going to say anything.
Sure, for 1 minute, please.
No, it's second. Impossible.
Good question. And by the way, so
I'm such an idiot. That was a serious question.
No, it's a financial boom for CBS Sports Network.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like that trip has got to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars,
and they came from France and Brazil, and I'm sure there are other nations there being represented as well.
Well, when Stephen Waldron joins us at 8 a.m., we can ask him, Stephen, how did these girls get to Bangkok? How did they?
I mean, Jerry, did you think about what you were saying?
No, I didn't know where it was. I just saw the Bangkok on the volleyball court.
Yeah.
I didn't know where they were. And then I'm looking like, how do they afford to do this?
Brazilian women are just absolutely stunning. And they are unbelievable athletes.
So anyway,
you know who you won't see going to Bangkok? WNBA.
What?
You know, they got some financial issues.
Apparently.
There's going to be a strike. Yeah, or a lockout soon.
They don't have enough money to get there. So, I know it's tough.
So anyhow, the NFL season starts tonight, as you guys have been discussing. You got the Eagles and the Cowboys. Just pull up the right hour, actually. So that'll kick things off. This was Jerry Jones on Good Morning America yesterday. Everybody loves our game. As we know, it's quite popular.
I'm the number one salesman of the NFL, and I love the game. And I can see where it's many aspects of it are just bigger than life. And can be shown, and our fans can get to be a part of that beyond when just we score a touchdown.
Now, speaking of touchdowns and fans loving the game, people love the Red Zone channel. Well, that's going to have a little bit of a different feel to it this year.
Of course it is.
Because, what's that?
I said, of course it is.
Why?
Because they're going to have commercials.
They are going to have commercials.
And they're going to make more money. Well, I guess ESPN or the NFL Network, who's ever running it?
The NFL is. Well, Scott Hansen went on with McAfee yesterday basically let the people know that there are going to be commercials. Like, don't yell at me. I just work here, essentially. And there was one media critic, one sports critic.
Media cricket is more apropos, actually.
Who was not happy with the interview that one McAfee did because there was no fight back.
By the way, Pat McAfee, shill for ESPN. I mean, the way he brushed over that Scott Hansen announcing that they're going to have commercials, he's like, oh, yeah, no, people don't care about that. Oh, no, no, no. Guess what no one cares about now? Pat McAfee.
Oh, man. Hey, that's a rough critic right there.
So there you go. So it's going to be a very different look.
By the way, Ben, what it really comes down to is just another place for them to extend their sponsorship to the different companies that are buying into it. So that is really it's a smart thing for them to do, but it's also an annoying thing for them to do.
NFL game in Bangkok next year? You never know. They're in Brazil tomorrow. Why not?
No, it's a really good chance that we'll see some NFL games in Bangkok.
It is possible. Chiefs and Chargers, that's the game in Brazil tomorrow. You've got the Jets taking on the Steelers.
What the hell is going on right now with this thing?
Yeah, Pikachu out there. Jesus. They're dancing. They're winners.
There's some scene. Wow. There's more Pikachus. And there's girls in dresses. Strange. Anyhow, Giants in Washington. Let's get to the baseball quickly because the Yankees lost to the Astros. This was a complete mess late in this game. A lot with the umpire, but a lot with the pitching also was not very good at times.
1-1 to count. Duvall, boy, he needs an out big time. 1-1 to Alvarez. Bounced up. Gets away from Wells behind home plate. Walking home is Trammell, 8-4 Houston, running to third is Peña.
And that was Dave Sims with the call here on The Fan. 8-4 at the time. 8-7 was the final as the Astros beat the Yankees. I did see this. There's an account on X called Umpire Auditor. I don't know if you follow it or not. It's pretty good. Brian Walsh, that was the home plate umpire, ended the game on a bad called strikeout to Jazz Chisholm, which we talked about last hour. He missed 21 calls in the game, 15 went against the Yankees. And they put all the calls up, like they replay them all. Some of them were just brutal. Things didn't go the Yankees' way.
So how do they hold this guy accountable now?
It's not just him. The problem is if you look at this website, every other day they show a guy who had a horrific game behind the plate, and they show all the missed calls.
So I guess that's the way you hold these guys accountable, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because they're human. The human element, Boomer. I don't know.
So you hold them accountable. You do the freaking robot umpires.
Well, I agree with that.
That's what you do. And then they're done.
That is true. Here was Devin Williams. The call says did not go my way.
Yeah, I mean, when you're making good pitches, which I was, you know, not getting those calls really changes the course of an at-bat. You know, obviously, Correa hit the double, so I'm kind of have my back against the wall right away.
Yes, that was the first batter of the inning. Things didn't go well. He walked a few, and so the Yankees lose. They'll finish things up tonight. Carlos Rodon makes the start against Christian Javier on The Fan at 7:40 with first pitch there. The Westwood One's coverage of the Cowboys and Eagles will be on 101.9 FM. The Yankees will be on 660 tonight, so just so you know where everything is. The Mets lost to the Tigers 6-2. Riley Green, the go-ahead two-run single in the fifth. Kerry Carpenter, the game-breaking three-run homer off Ryan Helsley in the seventh. Just one from Helsley. This has not gone well, and he knows he's got to figure it out.
I feel like guys are swinging at 100 like it's 91 right now, so it's, you know, when you feel like you got to be perfect out there, it's not a good thing. So just trying to get back to the basics and start at square one, you know, and, you know, try to get back to form and, you know, be myself and help the team win.
He's got to be tipping pitches, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, the way that he said it best. I mean, they're putting swings on 100-mile-an-hour fastballs like they're 91. So, I mean, if you're a major leaguer and you know what's coming, that's probably a good guess. But, yeah, I mean, it's mind-blowing for him to go from where he was earlier this season
to
a guy who can't get anybody out.
Mets are off tonight. They'll be in Cincinnati tomorrow. The Reds 5 behind the Mets. They lost to the Blue Jays again. But here come the Giants. They've won 10 of 11. They're now 4 behind the Mets for that third wild card. We also talked earlier about the NBA investigating claims that Clippers owner Steve Ballmer had one of his companies pay Kawhi Leonard $7 million a year for a no-show endorsement deal. So this is going to be looked at. Pablo Torre was the one that had this report. And American Amanda Anisimova beat second seeded, how do we say it? Swiatek? Just Swiatek. In straight sets, she goes into the semifinals at the U.S. Open.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15.
Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I wanted to just take a second here to bring up something serious. Buddy of mine called me yesterday, a guy I went to high school with who is now in the Suffolk County Police Department. He said, if you have a second, I want to tell you just a quick story about my friend, Joe Herman. And Joe Herman is a guy who's an FDNY guy, and he's known him for many years. And he said Joe has a really interesting story because when he was about 3 months old, his father, Jeff Herman, was killed in the line of duty as an NYPD police officer. And he never got to know his father, obviously, at that young age. And it was a very famous, infamous story at the time about his father, who was a hero and ended up being, unfortunately, killed in the line of duty. His mother remarried an FDNY guy who ended up being a 9/11 fireman and a hero in his own right. And when Joe grew up wanting to do something and to give back and was sort of torn between being a police officer or a firefighter because he had essentially two fathers who had served, and he decided, you know, I'm going to be a firefighter. Ended up at the same engine company as his stepfather, which was a really cool thing. And he became part of and a major part of the big football game, the FDNY NYPD football game, so much so that ESPN did a whole piece on him at the 20th anniversary of 9/11, telling the story about his stepfather, the story about his father, the story about him, and how he was this great wide receiver on the FDNY team. And then I'm listening to the story. It's incredible. And then Sean says to me, and I hate to say this, but Joe died in a car accident on Sunday at 36 years old on the Southern State Parkway, leaving behind his 2-year-old daughter. And it is tragic. It is horrible. This man was so incredibly beloved in many communities. And I really wanted to mention how to help out if you can. The FDNY Foundation has set up a fund specifically for his daughter. So if you go to FDNYFoundation.org, you go to donate, and you can see right there as I pulled it up here, if you go to choose your donation fund, it's right at the top, Firefighter Joseph M. Herman's Children's Scholarship Fund. It's right there. And
all proceeds, every single cent is going to go to her in the future, as she's now going to grow up without her father. And then also there's going to be, right after his funeral on Saturday, there's going to be a fundraiser at Mulcahy's, the very famous Mulcahy's in Wantagh, Saturday 1 to 5. And also October 5th, the FDNY lacrosse golf outing proceeds are going to go all to his daughter. So just things I wanted to mention here on the air. Unfortunately, we see too much of these type of tragedies of people who give their lives to protect us. But this being a local guy who was just absolutely beloved, I wanted to mention that today because it just absolutely floored me yesterday. I've been thinking about it ever since, and just the horrible, tragic irony of him growing up without
all
his
of it,
father.
All
and
of
now this is just, it was too much to take yesterday, but I just wanted to get the word out there. FDNY Foundation, which is a great foundation. They do an amazing job at taking care of their own and others. It's Choose Your Donation Fund. It's right there. Firefighter Joseph M. Herman Children's Scholarship Fund. If you're around Wantagh, Saturday 1 to 5, fundraiser there, all going to his daughter. So, rough one. I hate having to say these things, but it was really important for me to get that out on the air today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.